Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of Pruikertijd, the Dutch podcast about everything drag and drag race. Today you'll hear more interviews from our visits at DragCon UK 2023 in London in January. Today on the podcast, you'll hear us catch up with friend of the pod, Cheryl Hall. We'll catch up with her to hear what her whirlwind of her year has been like since UK versus the World Season 1, and what it is like to meet dozens and dozens and maybe even hundreds of fans at DragCon, and what it is like having those one-on-one conversations with your fans. Then we'll briefly check in with Heidi and Closet briefly in the press room. Next up, I will sit down together with David with Queen of the Gab, Katie Scott-Claus, who tells us everything from what it has been like touring the world, also tells us maybe she's hosting Eurovision and what her friendship with Cheryl Hall is like. Plus, she reveals she might be writing a cool book. And in the end, I got to catch up just as DragCon was finishing with Theresa May. And I can tell you that interview was a little bit of crazy, but that's just the way we love it. More interviews are coming your way in the next couple of days. We'll have interviews with Danny Beard, Lawrence Chaney. We'll talk even with more queens. So stay tuned for those. And we want to give a special shout out to our sponsor, Mr. Jock. If you're looking for awesome underwear, great party outfits, a cute fan to bring to a party or a festival this summer, or maybe a mug to sip some tea, they are the shop to check. Check them out at MrJock.com. More interviews are coming. Thanks for listening and supporting. And if you love these interviews, don't forget to share them on your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok, your Twitter, your Reddit, wherever you post, because the more fans can listen to them, the more happiness we can provide. Thanks from Marco, Frank, David, and I for listening to these podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with even more from DragCon UK 2023. Now, we have finally been joined at the end of the weekend by the diva herself. Let the record be known, she was the first Cheryl on West End. The vision in pink, Cheryl Hall is here.
Hello, my baby. Oh my God, it's like a family reunion, isn't it?
It is, and let's just start by saying what a journey you've been on and what a career you have built since we last saw you.
Can I just say, we first met in 2018 in Amsterdam, and now, can you believe we're here doing this crazy, crazy convention? Like, I am so, so blessed, and I'm just living the dream. And like, I'm so grateful for everybody and all the love that's been in this room this weekend.
Are you able to receive all this love? Because your booth has been so busy all weekend, but are you able to process and receive all that love?
100%. But the thing is, it's like, I take it in, but then I give it straight back to everybody that's given it to me, because it's such like a mutual thing. It's, we're going round in a circle of love, just looking after each other. Because I wouldn't be doing it without the love from everybody, but I want everybody to know how special they are, and I want them to feel the love.
And what has it been like building your career since you've been on the show? Because you're doing the West End, you're performing, you're doing a lot of different things. What has it been like building that?
Look, I'm a workhorse through and through, and like, I am just grateful for every opportunity and any opportunity. So I'm like, I'm a yes queen. Anything you want me to do, I'll be there within reason.
What is something you've said no to because it's just not something in your wheelhouse or something you were interested in?
Well, I can't say this on there.
No, I'm just wondering if there's maybe
behind closed doors.
And what's been the craziest thing that's happened this weekend with fan interactions?
Right, this is the best one. Somebody came up to me and was like, Cheryl, I have a question. What do you think about Manta Ray? And they were quoting Spice World the movie to me, and we spent about 10 minutes just throwing quote after quote after quote back and forth. And I think that was my favorite moment, because somebody just knew me straight away and was like, this is how I'm going to get to you, girl. Here's Spice World.
How does it feel that you've established yourself as Cheryl Hall with who you are and what you do so well that people automatically recognize what you stand for and what you do? Because that is something that sometimes for track queens can be hard to really distinguish yourself, but you do it.
Well, I'm one of the girls. Like, I'm just one of us. Like, there is nothing special about me. We are just all here walking the same paths, but I just want everybody to come along for the ride. So I will drive the huge truck with all the seats in the car, and let's go to the party.
And of course, this year you spent some time with our lovely Janie JK.
Oh, really, Janie? No, I'm joking. Janie is one of my best friends. And we all joke that Janie is a a silly girl for sending me home, but she was playing the game well.
What has it been like? You know, sharing a friendship with her as well.
We've had the best time. Like even last night, we sat down in the hotel bar, shared a glass of wine, and just we're so like-minded. We are the same person, and I just adore her with all my heart and soul.
Two final questions to wrap this up. First one: what can we expect from you this year?
You can see me everywhere. I am not stopping this year. I'm not saying much.
Yes,
but you can expect a lot.
And will you be back in Amsterdam soon? We miss you.
Hey, I'll be there. I'm ready for some apple pie and a good time.
Love it. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
And I am now briefly joined by Heidi in Closet.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
What has this experience been like for you?
It's been wild. It's been all over. I've had a very hectic journey, I'm not going to lie, but it's been a very beautiful journey as well. Like getting ready for it, because I did like make up at the last second to come. I was like, maybe I won't, because I just got off tour. But I was like, I want to see the people. I want to come over here and see the people. So I was like, let me do it. So everything was getting here last second. Like my stuff got put up like an hour and a half before we had to be out of the building. So, and we've just been running, but it's been busy nonstop. So it's great.
And we were discussing this last night when we were recapping day one. We think you're parking lot in Glasgow booth might be one of the best ones here.
You think so?
Yeah.
It literally took me like 20 minutes, but thank you so much. It was funny because I was at the hotel. I got in 2 days early and all the other girls was like going over here on like Wednesday and they were like, okay, we're working. Heidi, you didn't go work on your booth? I was like, no. Thursday came, I went over there. I was working on Jada's booth the whole day and people kept coming, are you going to work on yours? I was like, no. It's not here yet.
But it's a solid good concept.
Thank you so much. That's why I was like, if the concept works, it works. It'll do it. It'll be great.
Final question. What can we look forward to Heidi in Closet in 2023?
Oh my goodness. 2023 for Heidi in Closet. I'm working on me. I'm working on maybe another song I'm excited about. Hopefully a runway or two. I would love to get on a runway.
Fenty?
Let me tell you, I'm trying to get on the Fenty. Rihanna follows me already.
Love it. She once gave me a lap dance.
Rihanna gave you a lap dance?
In front of 40,000 people.
You want me to give you a lap dance?
Girl, let's do it later.
Maybe later. Downstairs at DragCon.
Let's do it. Heidi, this has been so much fun. We can't wait. And as a fellow podcaster, you guys are killing it on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my God, that means...
It has taken all weekend, but I finally get to meet my queen, Katie Scott-Claus.
Hello, hello. How are we doing, honeys?
Well, that is my question to you. How are you doing? Day three?
Do you know what? This is my first drag con, and I've loved it. Thing is, I love having a chat, so it's just like the best thing for me. I've lost my voice because I've been just talking so much to everyone, and they keep telling me to be quicker with the meet and greet. So I'm like, no, I want to talk. I want to have a gossip, and yeah, it's gorgeous. How's it been for you?
It's been absolutely amazing.
It's been fun. It's day three, so we're powering through. But it's been good. It's been a lot of meeting a lot of beautiful people, speaking to a lot of amazing queens. So have you met anyone that really surprised you from other seasons, other girls, or have you not been able to really?
Oh my God! Well, do you know why? It's like because it's been so busy. It's like hard to meet anyone, but like you see people and you say a quick hello. I couldn't get over how tall Anita Wiglet is. Oh my God, she's a giant. So tall. But no, everyone's been so lovely and so kind, and it's really nice to see everybody.
And of course, your career has skyrocketed. Basically, every time I look in the British press, you're on a red carpet, you're doing interviews, you're doing stuff. What has that been like to be really understood with your aesthetic, your personality, and getting all these opportunities post the show?
Well, it's just amazing. I never thought going on Drag Race, it would lead to all of this. And to be like representing the queer community on the mainstream media, like it's incredible. And I feel so honored and blessed that Drag Race has given me these opportunities, but I love it. I think like Drag Race is doing such incredible things, and like it Drag Con shows how important Drag Race is.
And I have to ask you, where the hell do you get your sense of humor? Because the comment you made during Queen for the Night with your contestant, and they asked you, what is that? You were like, it's lovely to have a go in it. I paused it and rewound that four times. It's so funny. Where do you get your sense of humor from? Is that from your mom, your dad, your friends?
Do you know what? I think it's like, I think it's a Birmingham thing. I think it's like the Birmingham sense of humour, as well as like the British sense of humour is so unique anyway. But I think it's like that Birmingham like dryness, and it's just like, let's say it how it is. Like, I mean, let's call a spade here. Let's be honest. Let's fill the tea, sweethearts. Do you know what I mean? So it's like just keeping it real like that.
And what inspires you in 2023? What inspires Kitty Scott's Claws right now?
Do you know what? 2023, I put it on Twitter the other day. I'm in my boss bitch era. I'm not taking any crap. I'm here to do it well, like get the job done. Good, go.
And what can we expect from you this year?
So I'm just about to go on tour again with Victoria and River and Cheryl and a fabulous drag king called Louis Cypher in Death Drop. So I'm touring with that until March. And then I've got more telly coming out and more bits and pieces here and there. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Are you hosting Eurovision?
Oh my God, that would be a dream. That would be so exciting. I would love that. Maybe one day.
But I mean, Rylan will probably be doing some hosting. So there's a spot available next to Graham Norton to do the commentary.
Oh my God, imagine. I'd have comments to say about everyone, wouldn't I? I would say like, oh my God, what's she wearing? I'd love it though. It would be camp, yeah. Tea or coffee would kill me if I got it over her.
Now, we've known Cheryl for years and years, and you as well. But what is it like being so close with her and being around that energy all day?
Oh my God, you just want to tell her to shave closer, don't you? Or do a bit of beard cover. She does try though, God loves a tryer. No, I love Cheryl with my whole heart, she's brilliant. And she, do you know what, she's been so fantastic through my whole Drag Race experience. She was like the first person I told, even like before I had the phone call with World of Wonder, I got the text and they were like, I was like, Shez, is this real? She's like, yeah. I was like, and then the first thing they said on the phone was like, don't tell Cheryl. I was like, I've already failed. I was like, she already knows. So no, but like, she's been incredible and like everything a drag sister should be. And I'm so lucky to have her.
Final question. Where are you in 5 years? What is the dream? What is the goal? Where does Kitty Cock Glass want to go? And how do, and we'll help you make it happen. But where do you want to go?
Well, do you know what? I'm already the people's princess. I want to be just, oh, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm loving it. I'm having such a fab time. And I'm a big believer in like everything happens for a reason. So I'm just like, what will be. And it's going to be fantastic.
One woman show in West End?
Oh, bring it on, baby. A one woman revival of Legally Blonde on the West End. And I can be all the parts.
You'll be a great Paulette.
Oh, that'll be my dream.
Singing Ireland.
Ireland, right. Not today, obviously. I'd have to have my understudy on today. But one day for sure. I love.
Well, Kitty, please come to Amsterdam really, really soon. Yeah. We want to have you over.
It's my dream. I wanted to go to Amsterdam for years. One day, for sure.
We produce a lot of stuff with Pride and stuff like that. We will try and get you over.
Get me over. I want to go to Anne Frank's house.
It's lovely, but it's tiny.
Are you saying I won't fit in it?
You will fit in it, but it just, everyone always thinks it's grand mansion, but it's not. It's like this tiny little house.
Anne Frank had a book called Dear Kitty, so I'm going to write one called Dear Anne.
Will there be an audiobook?
Probably not. That'll take off.
Kitty, thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much, guys. See you soon.
Finally, end of the weekend, I finally get to see my queen, Theresa May.
Literally, the announcement has been made. Dragon is over, but we're still here giving it all. I love your jumper.
Thank you very much. I have to say, your TikToks of you doing English words have gotten me so many laughs and joy throughout the years already. Thank you.
What do you mean? Something like, Trehoho! Esquirrel! I love them. I'm a linguist.
How has it been getting all that love and all that joy from the content you create to what's happening here? How has that been like?
It's mental. You know what? We live pretty much in a virtual world. The way we interact with fans is through Instagram, Twitter, and events like this one really makes everything seem a lot more real. We get to meet them, we get to see their faces, and they get to meet us. So it was magical.
And of course, yesterday, we kind of may have voted you one of the best performing acts on the stage because we really loved what you did. It could have been 20 minutes or 30. We loved the music, the vibes, the visuals. What has that been like, coming out with music and doing that around the world?
It's been unexpected for me. I knew I was going to release one song. The Pussy Like a Peach was always a plan. It's something I did before Drag Race. But I never thought, I'll be releasing more music. But I love it. I love it. It's just another side of Theresa, you know what I mean? And people love it. And I love to make people dance and happy. So, incredible.
Final question, what can we expect this year? What are the plans?
Well, I'm doing 2 pantos. I'm going to be touring. I'm going to be releasing more music. I'm releasing a book. So just we're working in so much stuff. 2023 looks exciting for the world of drag, and I couldn't be happier.
Are you coming to Amsterdam? Please tell me you're coming to Amsterdam.
Well, I don't have any plans, but if you invite me, I'll be there.
We'll try and book you. Let's make this happen.
Let's make it happen. Thank you, baby. Lovely to meet you.
You too.